Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 12th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has issued a security alert for American citizens, warning them of an increased possibility of Russian military strikes on Ukraine in the coming days. The embassy warned of a continuing threat to civilians and civilian infrastructure, urging U.S. citizens to depart Ukraine now using privately available ground transportation options if it is safe to do so. As of Tuesday night, the death toll from Monday's missile strikes had risen to 19, with 105 people injured in the most intensive and widespread airstrikes away from the front lines of the war since the beginning of Russia's invasion in February. The U.S. and other nations of the G7 strongly condemned Monday's missile attacks during an emergency session on Tuesday, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calling for enhanced air defense support, additional sanctions on Russia, and an international observer mission on the Belarusian border. In a speech during a virtual meeting of G7 leaders on Tuesday, Zelensky appealed directly to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and U.S. President Joe Biden to ensure sufficient missiles for the air defense and anti-missile systems provided in order to combat the some 2,400 Shahed kamikaze drones Ukraine says Russia has procured from Iran. In his remarks, Zelensky requested that G7 leaders station a mission of international observers on the border of Ukraine and Belarus to monitor the security situation. The Polish government announced plans yesterday to cap energy prices for local governments and businesses to tame soaring costs driven by Russia's war on Ukraine. At a news conference in Warsaw on Tuesday, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki announced that the cost of electricity for local governments, small and medium-sized enterprises, and sensitive entities such as schools, hospitals, and care facilities would be capped at a level of 785 zloty, or 162 euro, per megawatt hour. The price cap would not apply, however, beyond the usage limit currently approved by the European Commission. According to Climate and Environment Minister Anna Moskva, the energy price cap would be financed from the revenues of energy providers, with additional funds supplied by the state budget if necessary. Residents are being warned that intensive work will be taking place on the Tri-City bypass over the next few days, with traffic bound for Gdańsk around the junction near Gdynia Wielki Kąsk restricted to one lane from 6 p.m. tonight to 5 a.m. Thursday morning. According to Piotr Michalski from the General Directorate for National Roads and Motorways in Gdańsk, commuters should be prepared for enormous difficulties and traffic queues on Friday morning, as the Obwodnica Trójmiasto will be reduced to one lane in each direction, beginning Thursday night at 6 p.m. and continuing throughout the day on Friday. According to road officials, this will be the last serious planned road closure on this section of the expressway, with works on the Chłaszczyno-Gdynia section planned for later in October. Starting today, Radio Gdańsk will be offering special programming as part of the World Forum of Battlefield Museums Conference, hosted at the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk. During the two-day international conference, experts from around the world will discuss the role and activities of museums devoted to battlefields and how museums deal with the challenges of the modern world. Participants will be able to attend lectures in person in the conference room of the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk, or listen at home to a live stream hosted on the museum's website. Throughout the day on Wednesday, Radio Gdańsk will be reporting on the conference and interviewing special guests connected with the work of the World War II Museum, including Museum Director Professor Grzegorz Berndt and archaeologist Adam Dziewianowski. A full list of today's programming and links to the conference live stream can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be cool and partly cloudy with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze from the west. Temperatures will peak around a high of 14 degrees centigrade or 58 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some rain returning on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.